神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Good to be with you today.
今天很高兴跟您在一起。
I want to talk to you about your relationship with others.
我要谈一谈你跟别人的关系。
I want you to think for a moment, just how do others look at you?
想一想别人是怎么看你的。
Sometimes we blame others for how they dislike us.
有时候我们怪别人说不喜欢我们。
Or have the wrong idea about us.
可是我们怪别人说他们怎么对我们有误解。
When actually it is us sending that signal.
但是有时候是因为你送出去的就是这样的一个记号。
They can see us through our attitudes.
他们可以借着我们的态度来看我们自己。
That is why our attitude is so very important.
那就是为什么我们的态度是很重要的。
Let's look at some different attitudes that may be coming from you and you're not fully aware of it.
我们来看看有哪一些是从你自己身上表达出来你自己不晓得的态度。
I think one of the attitudes that trouble people a great deal is when someone shows a proud attitude.
有一种对人家最不喜欢的态度就是骄傲。
This is a kind of attitude that looks down on other people.
这种态度会让人感觉你在轻看别人。
Having a feeling of superiority.
有那种自己很有优越感的、很自负的这种态度。
Can be very unaware of what is issuing out of us without realizing it.We are sending a message.
我们在不知不觉之间呢，就把那种记号、信号送出去，让别人感觉。
A message that tells others that I feel just a little bit more superior than you.
那个信号就是我在告诉别人，我比你更优越，比你更好。
Sometimes it's because of our social level.
有时候是我们的这种社会的这种程度层次。
I come from a very good background.
比如说我从一个很好的背景而来。
My parents were well educated.
我的父母亲受很高的教育。
Our home was a fairly nice home.
我的家很好。
And because of that, there seems to be within us a thought that others that do not have this privilege, we have a way of looking down on them.
就因为这些背景呢，有时候对那些比我们少、比我们不好的人，就有一种轻视的一种态度。
Sometimes it's because we have gone on to become very educated, very qualified, and very successful.
有时候我们自己受高等教育，然后觉得自己有很多的成功或成就。
And some of that becomes a part of us.
然后就这样子无形中成我们的一部分。
Until we just show that we feel we're just better than others.
就因为这样子，因为我们比别人多，就觉得我们比别人好。
Maybe it's because we feel that we are a better looking person.
比如说，有时候呢，我们的外表比人好看。
We have nicer clothes.
比如说呢，我穿的衣服比别人好。
We're better accepted.
我容易被人家接受。
So,In this way, we might say, but I don't feel this way.
可是有时候你说我没有啊，我没有这样子啊。
But you see, it's not always what we sense consciously. It's what we have taken in unconsciously, and it reflects in our way and our attitude to others.
事实上，不是你 知道你在表现这样子，而是那一些信息呢，是你把它放到心里面去，你这样认为，然后无形中表达出来的。
It's easy to recognize the proud look.
因为你要看一个人有没有那种骄傲的外表是很容易看到的。
But a little more difficult to recognize the proud attitude.
但是那种骄傲的态度却比较不容易识别出来。
I think the only way to deal with this is to recognize that anything that I have that is better than some others really comes because God gave it to us.
能够克服这种态度的方法就是你要有一种认知，你有什么好，有什么啊比别人优越的地方，事实上都是从神给你的恩赐。
You say it's my abilities.
或许你说是我的能力强啊。
It's my family that is really culturally and socially better.
我的家庭的背景真的是比较有文化啊。
May I ask you something?
让我来问你一个问题。
Did you choose where you would be born?
是你啊选择要生在哪一个家庭的吗？
Did you choose who you would be born to?
是你选择要让啊谁哪一对父母来生你的吗？
Were you the one who said how you would look when you were born?
难道你自己啊指定说要怎么样的一个外表吗？
So many of the gifts that are given to us, it was not us that made them or brought them about.
这些恩赐都不是你自己赚来的或者是你买来的。
So therefore, we have no reason to feel in ourselves that we are better than others.
所以你一点都没有余地这样子想说你比别人更好。
We should feel blessed with our accomplishments.
相反的，你要啊觉得是一种祝福。当你比别人好的时候，你要觉得是一种受祝福。
Actually, I feel like it should make us feel more humble to recognize that we have been bestowed with some very wonderful benefits.
而且你应该要感觉是你竟然能够比别人接受更多的这种好处，那你应该更觉得谦卑。
You said, wait a minute, I'm the one that studied hard.
或许你说没有啊，我很用功的念书。
But what would have happened if you did not have the capacity to be able to study like so many are?
那如果说你的背景让你根本没有机会可以接受教育的话，又怎么啊样一个结果呢？
What if you had come from a place where you were not able to have the finances or the ability to get to a university.
如果你出生的时候刚好家里没有钱可以提供你到大学去，那你又怎么样呢？
Maybe that's why people hate proud people.
那就是为什么大家一般人呢都憎恶那些骄傲的人。
Because in a sense they're pitiful people.
因为他们呢实在是可怜的人。
People that think they themselves were able to accomplish many of the things that they areor what they have done.
因为这些人呢总以为自己有的成就是自己得来的。
In the Bible it tells us that God hates a proud look.
圣经告诉我们上帝憎恶骄傲的人。
Because you see, you and I have very little to do with many of the things that we are proud of.
因为有很多的这些我们所谓的自以为傲的东西事实上不是我们自己得来的。
But you say, I'm very good in business.
或许你说我很会做生意。
And I'm making a lot of money now to what I used to make.
我现在呢比起以前来赚太多钱了。
But you realize that you are just a person that's in the right place at the right time and were able to get that job and able to make yourself a success in that job.
你要知道你刚好处在那个适当的时机，适当的一个位置，然后刚好啊，你就是那个适当的人来让这个事业可以成功。
Now, as you look inward and think about yourself, am I a proud person?
所以这样的话，你想一想，你是这样的一个骄傲的人吗？
I would like you to turn that pride into thankfulness.
我实在希望你把这种骄傲转成一种感恩。
I'm thankful I was born in a good home.
我实在是很感谢我能够啊生在一个好的家庭背景。
I'm thankful that I was able to accomplish something.
我很感谢，我很感恩我能够有成就。
That I was in the place that I could get a good education.
我要感谢我可以在这样的一个情况下环境下受教育。
That I was able to get a good position, a good job.
我很感谢我可以得到这么一个好的位置，好的地位。
That I have within me the drive to do and to accomplish.
我也很感谢我有比别人多一些动力，好让我可以成功。
So now let us try to turn around this attitude that we show and be a person that recognizes in reality that I am a blessed person and I must show others that I care about them.
所以转这种骄傲优越的这种心态成为一种感谢而且认为是一种祝福然后呢你就愿意也去帮助关心别人。
You know, there is something very big, when I say that, I mean strong, about a person that can treat everyone the same.
当一个人可以对待每一种人都平等、都一样的态度的时候，这个人是一个里面很刚强的人。
It's a person with a great character.
而且是有品德的人。
A one that realizes that each person has their own worth and I owe it to them to treat them on the same level.
这样的人会看到每一个人都有每一个人的价值，而且呢，我们有这种责任。要去对待每一个人都有一样的态度。
You mean I must socialize with them and take them in as my friend?
难道你说我要对每一种层次的人都跟他们做朋友吗？
No, we don't socialize with everybody. We have those friends that are close to us and that we have developed.
这不是我的意思。我知道每一个人都有每一个人的这种比较亲密的朋友。我们不需要跟每一种层次的人做朋友。
But I mean as you go about, as you go to the bank,As you go to the store, as you go to some place of pleasure, that those that you meet, just happen to meet, treat them with respect.
我的意思是说，不管你去哪里，或去银行，去邮局，去每个地方，到处去，碰到每一种人，你都要对他们有一种尊重。
Sometimes as I have gone to the market, and I've been in restaurants eating, I've watched people who have treated the waitress,who have treated the salesperson as if they were way below them.
有时候我在餐馆里面吃饭的时候观察那些吃饭的人还是在这个市场里面观察那些买菜的人他们对待那些帮他们就是帮他们服务的人或者是卖菜的人呢好像他们是次等的这种百姓。
What a real pity that is.
这样不是很可怜吗？
Treating others as if they beneath you.
好像他们是次等的，然后轻视他们。
Why don't you recognize this if this is in you?
那你能不能察视到，就是你现在里面就有这样子的一种态度呢？
And begin to look at people as people.
好好的看每一个人都是同样的一个人。
And give them the respect that they should have as a person.
那对他们要有给他们那种对于人格的那种尊重。
My friend, there is a lot of this.
有很多人是有这样的情况的。
You see it everywhere.
到处你都可以看到。
People looking down on others.
人对人轻视。
Scorning them.
骂他们。
Acting as if they're not even there.
简直是目中无人。
What a pity.
多么可怜啊。
Oh, I'd like to see great souls.
我真希望看到像这样子的让人敬仰的人。
Now I'm going to look at the other side of that attitude.
我们再看看另外一端的一种态度。
And that is the very insecure person.
那是一个很没有安全感的人。
I've tried most of my life to treat people just like I'm telling you, giving them the worth they desire.
我的一生中呢，我就是很期待自己可以对待每一种人都来尊重他们的价值。
But I remember meeting up with a young man who was very timid-hearted, very insecure.
记得有一次我碰见一个男士，他呢，你可以看得出来，他非常的没有安全感。
And it just seemed to radiate out of him the insecurity he felt.
那一种不安全感呢，就从他里面很明显的就这样子表达出来。
He couldn't look at you.
他没有办法看着你。
He seemed like he was shriveled up as he tried to talk with people and tried to make himself understood.
他想要讲话让对方了解的时候呢，他好像要躲起来，很畏缩。
Now I knew he was very smart.
他是一个很聪明的人。
He had abilities.
他有能力。
But he was so insecure.
但是他非常没有安全感。
I was trying to help him in the work that we were doing.
我希望呢能够帮助他。
But you know what? I kept catching myself acting in a way that I had never acted with other people.
那我呢你知道吗我发现呢我却做出了一些以前我对别人没有做过的这样的一个态度。
His insecurity was bringing out in me a superiority.
那他的那种没有安全感呢却带出我的觉得我自己的那种比他好的自负。
So those people who are very insecure,
这些人是很没有安全感的。
They're people that's not willing to take a risk in life.
那这样的人呢，他们一点都不能面对人生中任何的那种变动。
They just want to stay away from others. They just don't want to be seen. They don't want to do things that others will know anything about.
他们要躲起来，他们不想在人的当中这样子啊，跟他们有关系。他们希望呢，不要被看见。
My heart goes out to people like this.
我很同情这样的人。
They don't feel as good as others.
因为他们觉得自己跟别人比起来自己很不好。
They don't know how to express themselves at times.
他们常常不知道该怎么表达自己。
As I was telling you about that young man, it was the fact that he seemed so coward, so insecure, that it brought out in me a sense of putting him down.
这样的人呢他会表达出一种很懦弱还是说呢他非常的自卑的一个情况而让我呢反而显得我自己有一些优越感。
I caught myself before I was before I showed him that spirit.
有一次呢当我啊对待他的时候我自己察觉到我有这样子的一个错误的态度。
So those of you who feel very insecure, feel like you just...can't do anything well, afraid of people, afraid of others, this attitude comes across loud and clear.
那如果你是那种很畏缩、很害怕、没有安全感、很怕人的这样的特性的话，很容易就会表达出来。
It's the little timid soul person.
这样的人显得自己很渺小。
So when they feel that everyone treats them very badly,The fact is, it's coming out of you, my friend, and it's transmitting a message to others that you are a very timid, insecure person.
这样的人如果觉得别人对待你有轻视你的这种倾向的话，事实上是你自己把那种没有安全感，还有那种渺小的这样的态度把它表达出来的。
You might say to me, then, how can I help myself?
或许你说，那我怎么样才能够改善我自己，帮助我自己呢？
This really would take time with you as an individual.
这个是个别不同的一种啊，而且要用时间来改善的。
But you must turn your mind and your thinking.
你一定要先改变你的想法。
Yes, you may not have the abilities that others have.
或许你真的没有像别人有这样的能力。
But begin to search and see your abilities.
然后就开始在找你自己有什么比别人强的地方。
And recognize them as abilities.
而且你要承认那是你的能力。
You may be a very kind person.
或许你是一个很仁慈的人。
Recognize that.
好好的去承认。
You may be a very loving person.
或许你是一个很容易爱人的人。
You may be a person who is very good at being able to help people with their problems.
或许你是那个很友善，愿意帮助别人解决困难的人。
But you hold it in because you feel too insecure.
因为你自己的那种畏缩，没有安全感呢，所以你就压抑了自己。
You don't want to step out.
你不想踏出去。
I know a young man who is a professional man.
我知道认识一个啊，有专业的一个男士。
And I believe very good at his profession.
而且他的专业是非常的优秀的。
But in his profession, he needs to talk to people.
那在他的专业里面呢，他需要跟别人有交谈。
And he has found it very difficult.
他却很难的跟人家交谈。
He can't look at them in the eye.
他没有办法看对方。
He can't find the words that he really needs to give to cross.
他没有办法找到对的话来向对方表达。
And this hinders him.
这样就阻碍到他的专业。
But I believe he's learning now that he must take a step out and try to do it.
那这样子的话,他已经体会到,所以他已经希望能够踏出第一步来学习。
Begin by looking people in the eye when you talk with them.
首先,当你对别人说话的时候,看着别人的眼睛。It
may be you can't keep an eye contact long, but you practice it, you begin to do it.
即使不能够看得太久,但是至少你要做到看别人。And
try to state what you have in your mind.
然后把你心里面想的把它表达出来。There
is hope and help for you.
一定对你会有帮助有希望的。Work
at it.
好好的去做。Now
I want to talk about another attitude.
我要谈一谈另外一种态度。A
lot of people have this attitude.
很多人有这种态度。They
make excuses for themselves.
他们会对自己找理由,找借口。And
that is an attitude of moodiness.
那就是呢,情绪化。This
is actually an immature attitude.
情绪化是一种不成熟的一种表现。They
express their life by how they feel.
那他们对于人生的表达总是以感觉来做主。If
they feel good, they act good.
他们感觉好的时候,行为就很好。But
when things trouble them, they show it very easily.
当情绪不好的时候,也容易表达出来。It's
much like a child.
就像一个孩子一样。A
child when they're happy or gay and laughing, carrying on, but when they don't feel it, they're sad, they're crying, they're showing their emotions.
孩子们高兴的时候,他们就很兴奋,很耀跃,当他们难过的时候,他们一切就会整个就陷下去了。Moody
people are very hard to deal with.
情绪化的人,你很难去对待他们的。
For one thing, they really bother you.
首先,你会觉得被他们干扰。Why
are they always like this, you think?
为什么他们总是这样情绪高高低低的?
You never know how you're going to find them.
你也不晓得今天面对他是怎么样子。One
time you meet them, they're very talkative and very much fun. The next time, they hardly speak to you.
记得上一次跟你谈话的时候,他很健谈,然后下一次呢,怎么都不谈话了。You
begin to wonder, what have I done to them?
有时候你会想说到底我做错了吗?
Until after a while, you get very weary of them.
后来你对这样的人呢,就会觉得很厌倦。Very
difficult to live with a person like that.
很难跟这样的人相处在一起的。Very
self-centered, only how they feel is what they express.
非常的自我中心呢,都是在自己的这种感觉上面呢,就是这样以自我为中心来活着。You
know what happens, my moody friend?
你知道吗? 我的这种情绪化的朋友会怎么样?
People can't depend on you.
那别人呢,不会依靠你的。They
tolerate you.
他们或许呢,就是跟你妥协。But
you say, I can't help it.
或许你说呢,我没有办法。Now,
unless you have a chemical deficiency.
除非你是有这种生理上的化学不平衡。A
truly physical problem.
还是生理上的问题。You
can get over your moodiness.
那事实上你是可以克服你这种情绪的问题。First,
you recognize it.
首先,你知道了。
And then you begin to recognize that every time I feel this way, I must stop myself.
然后当你意识到我又在情绪化的时候呢,自己想办法停止自己。
You said, but that's so hard.
或许你说好难哦。My
friend, any change is hard.
每一个改变都是难的。Because
you've developed a rut that you live in.
因为呢,你已经长久的时间呢,把它养成了。It
might come from your childhood.
而且或许是从你的童年来的。This
is the way you got your attention.
那有时候你是用这样子来引起别人注意你。But
now it's a detriment to you.
到长大后却成为你的一个伤害了。So
let's begin to work on it.
所以要开始着手去改善。Admit
it.
好好的去做。And
then begin to change.
这样的话就会慢慢的改变。I
want to talk about another attitude which we call being a perfectionist.
另外一种态度就是完美主义。These
are people that are obsessed with being perfect.
这样的人呢,总是要完美。Actually,
many times they are proud of this.
那他们也以自己的这种理想为荣,为骄傲。But
sometimes it's a real problem to them.
但是却是一个大问题。
The great problem of this attitude is that they feel others should be as perfect as they are.
这个问题在哪里呢？这样的人常常会期待别人要跟他们一样的完美。
And when you're not, they think you're wrong.
那当别人没有跟他们一样的时候呢，他就认为别人是错的。
They think you're lazy.
他们认为你是懒惰的。
They think you're not capable.
他认为你是无能的。
And this attitude comes across very real to others.
那这样的对别人的认为呢，很容易就会表达出来。
So a perfectionist has to understand that this is actually a burden they are carrying.
一个完美主义的人呢，他要知道，事实上他带着是一个重担。
They must learn that everyone is not perfect.
你要知道，不是每一个人都完美的。
That many times you can't make 100%, you might make 90 or 80%.
有时候是90 or 80 分，但是呢，不是都能够100分的。
The perfectionist also must recognize that they cannot expect the same type of conduct out of others.
那这种完美主义的人一定要知道说呢，不要期待别人要跟你有一样的这种啊果效。
You want to see problem in the home, then you have a perfectionist who has a child that we call a sanguine.
如果家里面有一个家长是属于这种完美主义的，刚好有一个孩子是那种乐天派的，那就有问题了。
Now a sanguine by nature is a person that loves life.
乐天派的人呢，对生命是很享受的。
They're not organized.
他们不太有组织。
They're just want laughs and wants to be the life of the party.
他们要就是能够享受，能够欢笑，然后呢，生活呢，非常的快乐。
Now you're a perfectionist.
比如说呢，你这个家长刚好是一个完美主义的人。
And this is your son.
那刚好你有一个这样的乐天派的儿子。
You walk into his room and everything is all over the floor, all over everything.
每一次你走进这个孩子的房间的时候呢，地上乱成一堆。
It hurts your very soul.
马上就对你有一种很受不了的一种伤害。
You call him and say, now get this room straightened up.
就很生气说赶快把这个房间整理一下。
Now this dear little sanguine, he begins to pick up a few things.
这个乐天派的儿子就开始慢慢的捡他的东西。
And after a while, he'll say, come on, mom, look, my room's all cleaned up.
我现在叫你说妈妈来看我已经整理好了。
And oh, you see that he's only straightened up a few things, but to this boy, it is really that he has cleaned up his room.
这个完美主义的妈妈一进来一看呢，看到他只不过是整理了一个角落，可是对这个乐天派的儿子来看呢，他觉得他已经用了很多的心力整理他的房子。
So as a perfectionist, you begin to yell and holler, grab him and say, don't you see, can't you see that this room is not clean?
所以你这个完美主义的妈妈就很大声的、很不满意的跟他说，你难道没有看到还是那么乱吗？
He looks up at you pitifully. He can't understand.
这个可怜的乐天派的孩子看着妈妈说，实在是我已经觉得我已经整理好了。
He did pick up all the clothes off of the floor.
他已经把衣服都捡起来了。
He put it all around on the table and on the chairs and things like that. But to him, he had cleaned up.
虽然他捡起来，他就随便的放在桌上，所以呢，这个部分呢，他不觉得啊，他没有整理好，他觉得他已经整理了。
So you see, you can have many problems even in the home.
所以像这样的话，在家里会产生麻烦的。
My friend, your attitude speaks very loud to people.
你要知道，朋友，你的态度是比说话的声音还要大。
Learn and change.
好好的学习、认识，然后改变。
God can help you.
神可以帮助你。祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。